Chase McLaughlin set for the kickoff for the Scarlet Knights. It's Isaiah Pacheco who's back to return. He's at the 3-yard line for the Scarlet Knights. Start of the third quarter here in Piscataway. McLaughlin sends it downfield, and Pacheco will watch it fly out of the end zone for a touchback. Rutgers will start on the 25-yard line. It will be Sitkowski at quarterback, as expected for the Scarlet Knights. What can he do, Steven, to lead the Scarlet Knights down the field this drive?
He's got to make sure to have multiple options. If he can't read his first option, he's got to go to his second and third option. That O-line's going to stay up and protect him, and he's got to not stay down his receivers, make the proper passes, and he's got to have great play calling from McNulty to let him air the ball out when he needs to and run it when they have to.
Sitkowski out of the shotgun, Blackshear to his right. Two receivers far side, one near side for the Scarlet Knights on first and 10 from their own 25. Sitkowski takes the snap, handoff to Blackshear, up to the middle and into a cloud of Illinois defenders. A gain of maybe one. And a player for the Scarlet Knights is down on the left side of the line. It looks like Tariq Cole down for the Scarlet Knights, and he is slow to get up.
And let's hope he's okay, but let's hope Tariq Cole is okay here, because that's a big part of their offensive line. If he could be a great talent for them.
Sitkowski out of the shotgun. Blackshear again to his right. Two receivers far side on second and 10. Sitkowski play fake. Looking short. It's Vokolek in the flat for a first down and more. Up to the 40, over the 45, and finally pushed out of bounds by Jake Hansen, Illinois linebacker. That's a first down gain of, I believe, close to 16. And it is a Rutgers first down.
Vokolek has been the man. We haven't seen Jerome Washington at all in this game, but Vokolek has been the man. Big Ben Vokolek using his great size and being a great guy there for Rutgers here.
Yeah, Jerome Washington was limited all week in practice. It's interesting to see Vokolek out there. It's a little bit of a coming out party for the true sophomore. Four wide receivers for the Scarlet Knights on first and 10 from their own 49. Blackshear is the deep back. Man in motion from the far side. It's a fake handoff and a pitch to Blackshear up to the left. Blackshear gets around one tackler, but he's stopped by a handful of Illinois defenders. No gain there for Raheem Blackshear. Second down and 10 upcoming for Rutgers.
That was a dicey push-off for Sitkowski. That ball wobbled a lot in the air. He was lucky that Blackshear has a great hand and was able to catch that.
That'll bring up a second and 10 for the Scarlet Knights here on their own 49, trying to move the ball downfield against Illinois, trailing 24-14, about a minute and a half gone by third quarter. Hilleman the deep back for Sitkowski. Single back formation, four wide receivers. Sitkowski straight drop to throw. Looking short, he's got Eddie Lewis. Lewis across the 45. That's actually Blackshear, who dives forward to about the 41. He may have gotten the first down. He did. Raheem Blackshear with a first down for the Scarlet Knights. And the Scarlet Knights are now moving.
Second and 4 for the Scarlet Knights. They're on Buffalo's 47-yard line, moving left to right. Sitkowski's in the gun. Blackshear is in the backfield. Here comes Bo Melton. It's going to be a handoff to Bo Melton on an end around. Bo Melton cuts up the field, and he's at the 40-yard line. That's going to be a first down for the Scarlet Knights. Nice little play call there.
This is very promising going far. Using good receivers in Bo Melton, using them as backs and rushing the ball. I mean, hopefully it works in the first half here, but hopefully it continues here.
So first and 10 from Buffalo's 39. It's still Blackshear. Four bunch receivers to his left, and here comes one over to the right. And it's going to be a fake hand play action to Blackshear. Sitkowski throwing near sideline, and it's broken up. Broken up was Joey Banks, the safety on the play.
Broken up by Banks.
Yeah, Banks read that really well, and the cover, and it wasn't double coverage when it started, but it started out there, and Banks almost had had a pick here, and that would have been Sitkowski's eighth of the season.
So second and 10, Sitkowski thrown into some coverage there. Three receivers to his right. Blackshear still in the backfield. Motion man left. And it's going to be a handoff left side to Blackshear. Blackshear cuts it up the field. He's across the, he bounces outside. He's at the 30. Blackshear at the 20-yard line and down at the 15-yard line. Nice run from Raheem Blackshear. It was a halfback stretch to the left side. So that'll be another Rutgers first down as Raheem Blackshear's off to a hot start.
Absolutely, and that's what we were saying. We got to go to Blackshear, ground and pound the game here. Not a single pass for Rutgers has been in the air, and it's worked out for them well so far.
So Sitkowski under center, Blackshear still in the backfield. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. First and 10 from the 17. And it's going to be a pitch left to Blackshear, who makes a man miss, and he cuts up the field and he's going to be stopped for a gain of about 1 yard. He made a man miss in the backfield to avoid the big loss. And it was Khalil Hodge, the linebacker, on the stop for Buffalo. Second and 9 now for the Scarlet Knights. Sitkowski's in shotgun. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Jerome Washington in there as a tight end, as the blocker. And it's going to be a handoff to Blackshear, who runs it up the middle and brought down by Khalil Hodge yet again for another three-yard gain.
Stopped by Russell.
Khalil Hodge and Devin Russell on the stop there. 13. So it'll bring up a third down for the Scarlet Knights. They are in field goal range. Ball on the Buffalo 13. Third down and 6.
Not going to go to Blackshear as he just headed to the sideline there, too.
And Hilleman checks in the game for the Scarlet Knights. So Hilleman in the backfield. Two receivers to Sikowski's left. Now three as Melton comes over. It's going to be a pass. Sikowski takes the throw. He's got nowhere to go with it. He's going to take off, and he's going to be wrapped up and thrown down close to a first down. It looks he appears to be a yard shy.
So here are the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. First and 10 at their own 34-yard line. 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Sikowski under center. Sikowski takes a snap. Toss goes right to Pacheco. Pacheco trying to make a move upfield, and he cannot. Pacheco gains one on first down. Patty Fisher, the middle linebacker for the Wildcats, with the stop.
First time we've seen a pitch play here today for Rutgers. Didn't work out for him. Throw that play in the garbage.
Second and 9 for the Scarlet Knights from their own 35-yard line. Offense trying to mount a long drive. Sitkowski in the gun. Pacheco to his left, two wide right, one wide left. Sitkowski takes the snap, throws over the middle, and it is incomplete. Looking for Bo Melton. Incomplete at the Northwestern 40-yard line, but that was sailed way over his head. Montre Hartridge on the coverage for the Wildcats. It'll be 3rd and 9 for the Scarlet Knights from their own 35-yard line. Let's see what John McNulty, the offensive coordinator, dials up here.
Yeah, 3rd and 9. I've said it all game. Throw to the first down markers. Time and time again, they throw the ball short.
Sitkowski in the gun. Trey Sneed to his right. Eddie Lewis in motion, left to right. Now Lewis goes back. Sitkowski takes the snap. Back to throw. Has time. Looking for Eddie Lewis, and he has the first down before he is tackled out of bounds. First down, Rutgers.
Great play call there, and they throw it to the first down marker, Marsdale. I love it.
11-yard gain on 3rd and 9. It was Trey Williams with the stop for the Wildcats. But the Scarlet Knights have 1st and 10 at their own 46. Sitkowski in the gun. Pacheco to his left, trips left, one wide right. Sitkowski takes a snap. Throw goes to Trey Sneed, and he is swallowed up at the 50-yard line, actually at the Northwestern 49 by Patty Fisher.
Patty Fisher all over the game today for the Wildcats. Second leading tackler on their team with 49 tackles, and he had 10 tackles last week. He's going to be adding to his total after this game ends.
Again, a modest 5-yard gain on first down makes it 2nd and very manageable. 2nd and 5 here for the Scarlet Knights from the Northwestern 49-yard line. Sitkowski under center. Pacheco in the backfield. Sitkowski takes a snap. Pitch goes right to Pacheco, and he has some blocking, and he gets upfield for a Rutgers first down before he's brought down.
You know, they tried that same exact play last series. It didn't work out. I said throw it out. They go right back to it for a first down. Nice to see them use that play again and use it to success.
Really good blocking by Kamal Seymour there. Stop was made by Ben Oxley, the backup defensive tackle for the Wildcats. 1st and 10 for Rutgers, their Northwestern 39-yard line. Sitkowski takes a step, and here goes Pacheco to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Rutgers!